Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer to humbly serve this Maundy Thursday together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer to Humbly Serve This Maundy Thursday, written and read by Megan Evans. John 13, verse 12 in the English Standard Version says, "When Jesus had washed their feet and put on his outer clothing, he reclined again and said to them, 'Do you know what I have done for you?'" Would you let Jesus wash your feet? Isn't it hard to imagine lifting our dirty toes to the King of Kings? None of us are worthy of his care and attention, yet in Christ's perfect love, he gives us nothing less. Does your human heart struggle like mine to serve others humbly as Jesus did? On the Thursday before his crucifixion, Jesus ate with his disciples in an upper room and taught us what it means to love and serve. John chapter 13, verses 4 and 5 tell us that Jesus got up from the supper table, removed his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around them. We see ministry modeled in this scene. This was a household servant's job, yet Jesus taught that to lead and teach and sacrificially love others, we must take on a servant role with a servant's heart. When Jesus had washed their feet and put on his outer clothing, he reclined again and said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you?" It is a question we need to ask ourselves today as well. We must understand what Jesus did for us to love and serve others well. Fully God, Jesus didn't cling to his divine privileges, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. We see this in Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 through 8. Jesus welcomes us through his grace and mercy, forgives our sins by his work on the cross, and washes us clean once and for all. Then daily, we get to walk with God in a brand new life as a follower of Christ. As we learn his love, Jesus gives us the capacity to love and serve as he did. Jesus wanted to ensure his disciples understood he was teacher, Messiah, Savior, and Lord. Soon he would send them to tell the world the good news that washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, we could be made right with God once and for all. He calls us to share this hope as his disciples today. After washing his disciples' feet, Jesus gave them a mandate or commandment to follow when interacting with people. The word command comes from the Latin word mandatum. A shortened form of this word is Maundy, where we get the term Maundy Thursday. On this important day, he told his disciples and us, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I loved you, you are also are to love one another." May this Holy Week remind us that we all have a story to tell as we love and serve. We get to testify how Jesus saved us and the difference he makes in our lives. Like Jesus demonstrated, humbly serving others requires us to set aside status and position to love as he did. From the most lavish to mundane, there are ways we can serve one another every single day. A humble Christ-like posture and a willing heart are all it takes to respond to the needs around us. Consider spending unrushed time with a friend or family member. Try cleaning up a mess you didn't make. Think of ways to bless someone or give above and beyond a typical donation, benevolence, or offering. Serving might be costly, inconvenient, or messy at times. It may even stretch us out of our comfort zones or require steps of faith. Time and resources are precious, but as we learn to view them as gifts from God, sharing them is more and more joyful. Look around you this week. What is one act of service you could do that you feel is beneath your status or position? How can you love and serve others in your home, your church, workplace, and community? Let's pray. Dear Lord, I am not worthy to be washed clean by you. Yet as my King, you took the role of humble servant when you took my place on the cross. Teach me your love for others. Lead me to serve humbly. On this particular day that we call Maundy Thursday, teach me your mandate to love one another as you love. It doesn't always come naturally to me. Lord, you know that person I struggle to love today and those areas of service I tend to avoid. You know how stingy I can be with my time, money, and things. Help me to notice and listen to people this week and respond with Christ-like love and generosity. Make me aware of the needs in my church and community and stir my heart to act. With the love you have shown me, teach me to love others with a servant's heart like yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.